So me and you both know Portland's a great place, but what brought you here?
My family is very religious, and I wanted to buy a nightclub, so I wanted to live in Seattle, but they had all moved to Seattle, and so I knew how they would feel about me selling alcohol, because they were so religious. So I decided that, well, maybe I'll go to Portland. I need a place where there's a nice African-American community so I can get my clients. So that's when I came to Portland and opened a nightclub, 1963.
The nightclub was called the Cotton Club, right?
Yes, nightclub was called the Cotton Club. I bought it from Mr. T. Mr. Thompson, they always called him Mr. T.
Can you describe what the Cotton Club was like?
Well, the Cotton Club, our slogan was, it was the only nightclub on the West Coast with wall-to-wall soul. So that gives you an idea of the kind of spot that we had. I mean, on any given night, it was a place to see and be seen. You would come there to see who's going to be there and be seen there. And we had music, had a jam session on Sunday that all the musicians would come in and set in. And then at night, we would feature the floor shows. And we bought some famous people through, you won't remember these names, but Big Mama Thornton, she did the song Hound Dog before Elvis Presley, and then that company stole it from her, but she did come through the Cotton Club. Little Esther Phillips, she was a singer, and she could sing those blues. We brought in all of our acts from California, and it was just the spot. On any given night, you might look up, and like one night, my wife went to a concert for Sammy Davis Jr., and she asked him to come over, and then Sammy showed up, and he got up and sang a song with my little three-piece band and signed autographs and took pictures with everyone all night long. We closed at 2:30, but Sammy was there until about 4 that morning, just entertaining. Then one night, after the Mamas and Papas finished their concert, I looked up, and here was Mama Cass walking in the place. And Mama Cass was not a small person, you know, so you recognize Mama Cass when she walked in, you know. To see people come in your spot like that, that means they've heard about it, and they just wanted to hit it to see what it was like. Joe Louis came in one night, you know, the Brown Bomber. And so when people like that visit your spot, it makes it very, very famous.
So back then when you walked through the doors, how did it make you feel? What did it sound like?
When I walked through the doors at night when the show was on?
Yeah.
Well, if all my waitresses are on the ball and the bartenders are slinging drinks, you know, and the music's going, make you feel very good. You know, you're going to have a good night, you know, at the end of the night. You know, it's going to be a good night.
What did people usually wear?
Well, back in the 60s, of course, polyester was the clothing, and a lot of loud colors. You know, your pants might be yellow and red, or blue and gray, or whatever. But there's a lot of checkered colors. You know, so people dressed that way, and they had shirts with the frivol down the front. You know, with the sleeves puffed. That was the style. Not a lot of hats in those days because the afro, everyone had the big afro, so people didn't wear a lot of hats. But that was the era, you know. Even jeans wasn't in. People didn't wear jeans like they do now. You can go down the street now, you see 30 people, you know, 27 of them going to have on Levi's, you know.